239 at Kate Radio. And of course, it's a Tuesday. That means it's a Tom Jones Tuesday. Jonesy joins us every Tuesday to talk sports. And Tommy, a good afternoon. And how's the first day of March going for you?
Hey, it's a beautiful day. Looking out my office window here, sun is shining, and it's playoff basketball time, playoff hockey time. I mean, this is the best time of year.
Now, give us your take on last night's game. You mentioned off the air that you went to a Red Wing, the Albert Lea boys basketball team. They were in action last night. They got beat by the Wingers 73-51, a 22-point win for Red Wing. I think it was closer to 40 or 50 the first time around against those two teams, so definitely an improvement. Give us a recap. Give us your thoughts on the Tiger boys game last night.
Yeah, much more competitive than that 50-point loss over here on a Saturday. It was a Saturday. We played pretty well. We fell down early. It seems like that's always the case with the boys, that they fall down a little bit and just have a tough time climbing back up. But the one thing that really came out of that game, Drew Teeter hit some threes like he always does, but Paul Wall really dominated the inside on the offensive end for Albert Lea. If he got the ball inside the paint area, it was a spin step and with his ability to jump, he had some nice little soft jump shots into the basket. And I don't know how many points Paul ended up with last night, but I'm sure he was well over 20. But it was nice to be able to go over there. There was their senior night, so there was a lot of emotion in the crowd, and they introduced them all, gave them some nice plaques, and the Tigers came. I thought they held their own.
So Tigers again get beat by Red Wing 73-51. They have one more game coming up on a Friday. They're going to host a Rochester Mayo. And looking ahead, it'll be interesting. I'm not sure what each section does, if it's coaches voting or if they use straight up this QRF system that some sections use. Albert Lea is going to be the 8 seed. Winona, Austin, and Red Wing are all 14-win teams. I do know Austin beat Winona twice this season, so that could be a possible matchup with the Packers in the first round. And I think score-wise, it hasn't been bad the two times we matched up with Austin.
Yeah, we were talking about that in the crowd last night, Aaron. Interesting you would ask that. And we kind of came to the consensus that Austin plays a pretty tough non-conference schedule, and the few non-conference games you play to get your 26 games allotted. And my buddy and I both felt Austin's going to be the number one seed going in. So it would be a matchup of Albert Lea and Austin a week from Wednesday over in Austin. But, we played them pretty well over there. I think they're a team that you can play with. They're not nearly the powerhouse they've been in the past. Their record shows that. They're an outstanding basketball team, don't get me wrong. But it'll be fun to see where they end up. And if it is Austin, it should be a good matchup.
The other choices are Winona and Red Wing. I'm okay if they go to Austin. That's okay. Not that I don't love driving to Winona. Beautiful scenery there. But we could take on the Packers. I'd be okay with that
matchup. I would take that, too, because the girls play Red Wing on Wednesday and the boys played them last night. And how many times, Aaron, working with you and working with all the different Kate directors, have we had a playoff game, whether it's football or basketball, over in Red Wing? It seems like it always ends up being that way.
So those brackets, I'm sure, will come out this weekend. As soon as we know for the boys basketball team, we'll let you know here on Kate Radio. Now, speaking of the girls, and when their bracket came out, I looked at it right away, and they have a side of the bracket where they could definitely make some noise. They get a Red Wing in the first game, the 3 seed, our Tigers the 6 seed, Stuartville the 2 seed, Winona the 7 seed. You want to be away from the top seed, Austin, because they're, going into the tournament, the best in the section. They split the season series with Red Wing. So I like our Tigers' chances coming up tomorrow night in Red Wing.
Yeah, and for Red Wing, they might have a little bit of an incentive because they were supposed to play Albert Lea in the semifinals last year, and COVID hit the team, and they had to not play the game, which put Albert Lea in the section finals against Austin. So I'm sure some of the kids that played last year might have this game circled on their calendar. But you're right. We split with them for two pretty evenly matched teams. We have to go on the road, home court advantage for the Wingers. But Stuartville, I think, is an awfully strong team too in our part of the bracket. And so we're going to have to play some great basketball from here on out.
Have you seen the Austin girls play at all this year?
I have seen them one time. Very good team. They've got a couple twins that I believe are seniors, and they're very good shooters from the outside. They've got a very good guard and a gal. Her first name is Cassidy. I coached against her in softball over the years, and outstanding player there too. So pretty tough team over there, and deserve to be the number one seed, no doubt.
Again, we'll have updates during the boys' hockey game tomorrow night from Red Wing, the Wingers, and our Tigers in girls' basketball. Jonesy, I got to ask you, you sent me over this picture from the Riverland women's basketball team. And so there's a couple of Elbert Lee graduates that are on this year's team that looks like they're going to the regionals.
I think they actually play the regionals this past weekend now.
Okay.
And ended up getting beat. I'm not sure how far they advanced, but Morgan Luring, who's a junior point guard on the Tigers, Mallory's a freshman over there and got some playing time. And then a girl named Tarina Schultz. And Tarina played for Albert Lee a few years ago, and she blew her ACL out, and she never quite got back on the court for Albert Lee, but she got to Riverland, and I'm not sure if she's a freshman or sophomore over there. I believe she might be a sophomore. And just the hankering to get back on the basketball court was great for her, because she was a tremendous young basketball player for Albert Lee as a 9th grader, 10th grader, I believe. We've got one of the Hebrinks. We all know the Hebrink name. They've had a lot of basketball players there. Her mother, Susie, used to be the coach for Riverland, now retired coach over there, but she's on the team too. And it's a great story, because for two or three, four, maybe 5 years, they hardly had a team or even didn't even have a team. And they finally got some players together and enough to make a solid squad, and they made a great run.
I've not been to a Riverland game forever, but we have some really good college basketball next door in Austin. The Riverland women's team and men's basketball, I mean, it's up pace. It's fun to watch, and I need to get to a game sometime next season, because, again, the few games I've been to, Riverland basketball is fun to watch.
Yeah, no doubt, and it's funny when you go to that court. That court hasn't changed since I went to college here 40 years ago one year and my freshman year. So it seems like you either officiate or you play or watch games on the high school court or junior high court. And then you go to that college court and you're going, oh, my goodness, that court looks like it takes forever to get from one end to the other. And for some reason, that one even more. Let's not forget, too, we've got Nyack and Mason City. Always a great program. And then right down here from the Skyline Plaza, you've got Waldorf. And Waldorf did not have a great season this year for basketball. I love going down to watch them play. Some great athletes down there, too. So we've got, within 45 minutes, we'll release some tremendous college hoops.
Tom Jones Tuesday here on Kate Radio. It's 247. And Nancy, your wife, now, did she graduate from New Prague, or did she just live there at one point?
She lived there at one point.
Okay.
She's actually from DeForest High School outside of Madison, and she got a teaching job in New Prague, and through Dan Dorman here in town, I met her. Dan's wife and family are from up there, and that's how we met. She coached up there, coached, I think, 3 or 4 different sports, in fact, but she really doesn't have much of a connection up there anymore, I should say. But looking forward to listening to the call of your Albert Lee-New Prague hockey game tomorrow.
You know, it should be a good one. And again, New Prague only comes in with 10 wins, 10, 15, and 1. They only had 8 wins going into the postseason. But their schedule is pretty metro heavy. A lot of Class AA teams. So that record, I can't fool you. And they beat a very good Northfield team. So Albert Lee is going to have to play their A game if they want to move on to the state tournament. And, I mean, it would continue a historic winter there, Jonesy, to have both the girls and boys hockey teams go to state in the same year. We know that obviously has never happened, because it was the first year for the girls.
Yeah, how exciting. I sure hope they can do it tomorrow night, and the boys rise to the occasion, and whoever's in the net's going to do a great job for us and protect them, and let's get back up there. I assume first rounds are at XL again. Is that right, Aaron?
So they would start things off a week from tomorrow, and the times on the games, because whoever wins that section, I'm going with the assumption they would be a random draw team, so it'd be 11, 1, or 6 a week from tomorrow at the XL Energy Center. Just because
a lot of fun up there.
Yeah, I was just going to say, just because the other teams that are playing in section finals, there's going to probably be at least 5 ranked teams that are going to advance to state. So that would put New Prague and Albert Lee in that random draw category, just like the girls' hockey team was.
Yeah, and I think the guys would just be happy to get up there and play whoever comes in front of them. And we were talking yesterday and today how many teams you see, Aaron, that are both in the boys' or the boys section finals or the girls state tournament. It just seems like there's so many hockey powerhouses, Mankato East right there, Duluth Hermantown, whatever you want to call them up there. Here's Albert Lea, same situation. So there's a lot of good hockey being played, and we got to get the Wild on track. We're going to talk about hockey. We got to get the Wild back on track.
Well,
they've been struggling a little bit. Wolves with a big win last night, but we need to get those Wild boys back up on the win column.
Thank goodness they're back in America, because Canada did not treat them well. They went 1-3 on that road trip. They get the same Calgary Flames team, if I remember correctly, beat them 7-3 over the weekend. It seems like we're giving up a lot of goals in these last games.
Yeah, it seems like we have. Yep, I agree. And that was kind of a strength that we were scoring all the goals when we were winning. We still have a tremendous record, don't get me wrong, but we were scoring a lot of goals, and that seems to have switched around a little bit. But I think you reach different times during the season where you're just going to hit a little plateau, and then you regroup and come back, and hopefully we can get another win on the home ice.
Yeah, Timberwolves are back in action against Golden State tonight at Target Center. A 6:30 pregame. We'll have your tip-off at 7. Last time the Warriors were in town, no Steph Curry. He'll be with them tonight, along with Andrew Wiggins. Another big game, back-to-back nights. And, Jonesy, I don't know if you saw any of the game last night. The Timberwolves almost had a disastrous fourth quarter, but still found a way to beat old teammate Kevin Love and the Cleveland Cavaliers.
How many times, Aaron, in the past have we blown fourth-quarter leads? And great to see the guy that should have the ball in his hands at that time of the game have the ball in his hands and got us a W, because I can think of many times, even back in the Garnett era, where you're ahead and you need to get the win. It should be get the ball to Kevin Garnett and let him go to work. And we would see guys winging threes and wild shots here and there. But the right guy got the ball and the right guy finished it off like he should.
Now, Jonesy, before I let you go, is officiating for you done for the season? I thought I saw it, or you mentioned to me via text you had just done over your 100th game for the winter season. Was that correct?
I think I'm at 113 for the year. I have one more to go, and that's a B-squad game at 4:45, I should say, on Friday, the Albert Lea boys and Coach Bo Hartman. And then I'm going to put a wrap on it and watch my son play some baseball this spring, hopefully do a few broadcasts with you and let my legs relax and a little bit more meat on them, because most of my legs have gotten whittled down quite a bit with a lot of running. But I enjoy it, and it's a lot of fun to be out there with the kids and to be able to be a part of the action.
So you will finish the season with 114 games.
Yes, and I turned down
there
quite a few.
Did you?
Yeah, my previous high, Aaron, was 107. And last year was 57. Obviously, COVID cut it short. But I've enjoyed it. Most weekends I've been reffing 4 or 5 games on a Saturday and 3 or 4 or 5 on Sunday. And this last weekend was 5 on Saturday and 6 on Sunday. And this coming weekend, I might actually just take a little one-night trip and get out of town. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But one interesting note, too, if I can talk about the Timberwolves in this weekend.
Absolutely.
The Albert Lea boys basketball team are going up to watch the Timberwolves on Saturday. I don't know who they're playing, but they had it set to go, and then they had to cancel it when the metro area went to the full mask COVID thing. And now they're not full mask COVID, and they're going to be heading up. And I think almost all of the 9th through 12th graders are signed up to go. So kudos to the Albert Lea boys booster club. I think Angie Teeter, Drew's mother, has been very instrumental in getting this going. At least my emails are coming for her, and the coaches will be taking them up. Should be a lot of fun.
I think he's healthy. Damian Lillard and the Portland Trailblazers. That's a team in town on Saturday night. So hopefully they get to see him. He's one of the best in the league.
Aaron, I haven't checked. Now, do you know how the crowds have been? Have they been picking up for the Wolves games?
I think so. Here's the thing. They haven't been selling a lot of the seats in the upper deck. They just haven't, and I'm not sure why that's the reason. The lower bowl's been full. The sides in the upper deck have been pretty good. But there's always been plenty of seats behind each hoop in the upper deck. And I haven't asked anybody. My thought process would be that maybe lack of help when it comes to security or running concessions, that you need to have so many people in that upper section to fill the seats as well, because I know there's some games, even like games against big-time teams, I've noticed on TV they've still left a lot of the upper bowl empty. So I'm not quite sure why.
Yeah, I'm not sure why. I haven't been to a Wolves game since John Folkey, I think, was working for him up there, and which is aging myself a few years. But it, you look at the prices for the upper deck too. I think they started about $50. So, you know, you're up there quite a bit high, and I know there's a lot of market tickets you can buy online or whatever, but it's gotten to be quite expensive to watch a Timberwolves game. But the people that want to go want to sit low, obviously. And imagine a lot of them have a partial season ticket or a full season ticket. And what's left is what's upstairs. I'm sure that's where the boys will be sitting on Saturday, but they'll all be thrilled to be there.
Yeah, the NBA ticket, I'm sure, has gone up. Major League Baseball tickets. Remember when you could get into the Dome for like $5? Or maybe less?
Yeah, two pricing tiers there. It was 8 and 4, if I remember.
Eight and four.
Yeah.
And that got you in the upper deck, right?
Yeah, I left field seats, upper deck, wherever. I think everything on the Lions was probably $8 or whatever. But I found some of those ticket stubs here not too long ago in my collection, and I went, oh my goodness! And to be able to see that for the price, I don't know anything new on the baseball. I haven't heard today.
So I just mentioned Buster Olney with ESPN put on Twitter that if you wanted to make a comparison to being on a football field, he says the negotiations are on the 30. So they're getting closer. They're not quite there, but the deadline is 4:00. They started the meetings at 10:00 this morning. They said it was a 6-hour meeting. 4:00 is when they're going to, I guess, either have it wrapped up or say we need to discuss more, and they're going to start canceling regular season games.
Yeah, it's going to be sad if they have to do that. But unfortunately, I'm afraid it might happen. But we'll have to see.
Yeah, I mean, it's just bad for baseball. It's just bad PR in general when you got people making so much money. It's just bad PR.
Yep, for sure.
Tom Jones on a Tom Jones Tuesday. Jonesy, thank you so much for the time.
Have
a good rest of your week, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds good, Aaron. Take care. Bye-bye.